Watch, Bronx residents, life was better under Donald Trump, Democrats have used us. By Hannah Knudsen on May 23, 2024. Life was better in the Bronx when former President Donald Trump was in office, and Democrats have used them, some Bronx residents told Fox News in a series of interviews ahead of Trump's historic rally in the Bronx. Fox News spoke to residents in the Bronx ahead of Trump's Thursday rally, and there appeared to be a consensus. They are not happy with the way things are going under President Joe Biden's leadership. One individual told Fox News it is 50-50, as some love Trump and others hate him, but he added that Trump is better than Joe Biden. One woman was asked if life in the Bronx was better under Trump or Biden, and she said it was better under Donald Trump. I can tell you that the Bronx has been through many changes, and everything was getting back on track and then you know, everything is like falling apart again, she said. Senior citizens cannot walk on the street. Our children are being killed. Groceries, when you go to the grocery store, you can't even buy anything anymore, one man, who said he's been a lifelong Democrat, said. All my life I've been a Democrat, but Democrats have used us, abused us, and they think that they own us, he added. Another individual said everyone needs help and blasted Democrats for prioritizing migrants over Americans. They're giving all the money to the immigrants. Another said, clarifying, I'm not against that. The problem is they're cutting our stuff. When asked what Biden can do at this point, another individual said, nothing, concluding that Biden is at the point of no return because everyone is jumping aboard the Trump train. One man said Black and Hispanic Americans are happy Trump is coming to the area, noting that they want to put pressure on Democrats to step their game up. And maybe Republicans have an opportunity here, he added. When asked what advice she would give to Trump, one woman suggested that he stay himself and be relatable. Watch. Crowds are already gathering for the rally, set to begin at 6 p.m. Eastern.